Coming soon to a billboard or radio station near you, a new campaign intended to fight human trafficking. KUOW's Derek Wong has details.
Clear Channel Media and Entertainment owns 6 Seattle-area radio stations and numerous billboards in the region. The company has donated billboard space and airtime to run ads and public service announcements. Announcements that sound like this.
Fact. Innocent people are deceived, then bought and sold like property. They are promised jobs, then held against their will.
The billboards have messages that say things such as, "He promised me a place to stay, then forced me into prostitution." Both the ads and the billboards show the number for a national hotline that people can call. The messages are intended to reach people forced into any kind of unpaid labor. They're also intended to raise general awareness. Seattle Mayor Mike McGinn praised Clear Channel for participating. He says human trafficking is a major problem in the area.
Our data shows that there are 300 to 500 children at any time in the county who may be involved in this. And that's from reviewing police files and our human services and social services records. You know, we can and should do better. And awareness is one of the ways in which we can help stop this.
McGinn says Seattle police found 29 children last year who were being sold for sex. Human trafficking has become a frequently mentioned topic among elected officials. Mayor McGinn has publicly called out the online classified site Backpage.com, saying it promotes child prostitution. This month, King County Councilman Reagan Dunn and County Executive Dow Constantine launched a separate public awareness campaign. About 200 Metro buses are displaying ads intended to fight the problem. The new billboards are in 8 languages. They're going up throughout King County, including the I-5 corridor. I'm Derek Wong, KUOW News.